This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Also, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
As we continue, you can take control of the airwaves, but let's get back into the story, Melanie, that you brought up earlier tonight. It was the first hour of the show, for listeners just tuning in, from Vice Magazine at Vice.com. A story, and actually it's a piece about somebody who is an author. So not the writer of this piece of Vice, but they're writing about an author.
Author of extreme feminism or whatever kind of feminism they want to call it.
And they this author is against the idea of families.
Yeah, she wrote a book about called Surrogacy Now, and she's opposed to families as a concept.
Okay.
So it
tell me more.
It continues, at this point, surrogacy becomes somewhat metaphorical. Lewis isn't asking that we all agree to physically gestate fetuses that aren't biologically ours. Her radical proposition is that we embrace, quote, full surrogacy by abolishing the family. That means caring for each other, not in discrete private units, also known as nuclear households, but rather within larger systems of care that can provide us with the love and support that we can't always get from blood relations, something Lewis knows all
too
well.
What does that mean? A larger system of care, not private households.
Well, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah, well, that's what they're getting at, right? But what is it?
Except that, you know, society itself. So they are under the odd impression that just random people are going to care for you as much as your actual family and even friends.
That's a hard proposition.
That's a job for Jeffrey Epstein. That's the kind of thing. That's the kind of person who would be attracted to that sort of position, right?
Oh, you need help with the surrogate of your child?
Mm-hmm.
Give them to me. I handle many on the island.
So he's saying every child should be born by a the author here is saying every child should be born by a surrogate mom.
No. So you would still presumably be having your own kids, but then
I thought she said go all surrogate.
Yeah, but then it said becomes somewhat metaphorical.
Okay.
She's not saying, like, literally, go, everybody go to the IFV lab and everybody will just be lab babies.
I thought that's
She's
what it was saying.
Okay. It's society's kid.
Right, so you would have your own kid, but then you wouldn't keep it in a home that you lived in. It would be in some sort of a system, is what she's saying.
They don't go into, like, what the buildings would look like at that point, but it wouldn't be your kid. It would be
it belonged to the government.
Kid. Mm-hmm. So you would get paid to raise it, or somebody else would get paid to raise it, or maybe it would be assigned to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I almost
but
feel like the state paid, feels that way now.
You get paid to be pregnant.
They definitely feel that way now. They take control of your children as soon as they can.
Yeah. It's the child belongs to the state. You are just charged with its care.
Well, you can usually avoid most of that, though.
All right, tell me more.
Even those of us who might call our family situations already relatively happy is in quotation marks for some reason.
Because no family is truly happy.
I mean, if you talk about 100% happiness 100% of the time, nothing is truly happy. Should sign on to this project of demolishing their essential structure, Lewis says. Nuclear households create the infrastructure for capitalism, passing wealth and property down family trees, concentrating it in the hands of the few at the top of our class hierarchy. Maintaining the traditional family structure over time has also meant exploiting people of color and disowning queer children. So
now the truth comes out.
There's nothing in having a family and actually taking care of it that says you have to disown your non-straight children.
This is anti-capitalist propaganda using the for the sake of the child argument to get to make its point.
And so, yeah, basically, people, if they're supporting their own families will go out and seek resources through jobs, and she just, this is a major problem for
Heaven
her.
Forbid you work to support people you care about.
Well, she had said that she doesn't like work earlier, right?
But she thinks somebody's going to work and not get the money. It's the weird thing. It's like, if people aren't producing enough now, when they actually get paid,
how much will they produce when they don't get paid?
Why will you work just to be like, well, it's society.
It's for the good of society.
Like, no.
This is the communist dream, right? The
I wonder
idea
how much her book cost. She's giving it out for free?
Great point. What was the book called?
Surrogacy Now.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's find out. And?
Lewis isn't concerned with incremental changes within our existing systems. Full Surrogacy Now, for example, doesn't make any concrete policy proposals or spend time worrying over issues like the gender pay gap and paid family leave. She's concerned with much bolder possibilities in Lewis's utopian future. It's not very utopian to me. The family as we know it no longer exists. Everyone, regardless of gender, is a surrogate. We mother each other.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, so she's the bad cop of the leftism, basically.
I guess on a grand scale, I can maybe hear the argument being made that we should all be kind to each other and care for each other as a society beyond familial relationships, right?
Okay, so you should have friends, and then beyond that, if it's like...
But not just friends, the stranger on the street.
Okay, so if it's like all else being equal and somebody else needs help out and it doesn't hurt me, yeah, then I should do it. But if you're just like a random 60-year-old I have no affiliation with...
You should still help out of the kindness and the goodness of your heart.
Well, no, because if I'm helping, like, resources are limited. Even under communism, even under full communism, and even if everyone complies, resources are still limited.
Sure.
So if I give $500 a month to some random person who didn't save, that's $500 a month I can't do something else with.
That's true, but then when you're on the other end of the spectrum, because of the
well,
kindness
don't
of society...
Well, don't be on the other end of that spectrum.
Well, but if you
the
keep giving out your money, you're
going to... The other end of that spectrum should be limited to people who had things happen outside of their control. And I think if we limited to that, then society could actually bear that cost without damaging itself.
So Medicare for all, then?
No. How is that out of your control?
Oh, because if you have a tragic accident of some kind that was out of your control, or you get befallen an illness that you can't afford, the more people bearing that cost would decrease the cost for every individual.
I know that there are jurisdictions where this is not the case, but generally it's not outside of your control to buy health insurance.
That's true, but if everyone's bearing the cost, you don't have to buy it. If everyone just...
Well, no, because... That's just not the case. But if we're talking
about
like
mutualism, where people can voluntarily bear the cost of health care for their neighbors,
yeah,
and then there's communism where they've got a gun to their head.
Sure.
And then now you have no price signals for health care.
Well, but it doesn't matter because again, in this utopia, you just when you need health care, you go to the person providing it, and out of the goodness of their heart, they provide it for you because everyone in society just provides for each other.
That's the fantasy of communism.
And these fantasies picture themselves as a doctor or an artist or something pleasant. No one pictures themselves as a farmer or a garbage man or anything that you would need on a day-to-day basis.
Maybe. Sure. I'm just saying, the whole, like, be kind to each other, disperse the cost. Like, I get the ideas of communism, but I don't see that as a negative goal, more so the mechanism that they would normally use to achieve that, which is forcing everybody into is a poor mechanism.
There's a difference between being kind to everyone and paying for everyone else's bills. Those are two different things. Like, yeah, if you're in traffic, don't cut somebody off, because there's no reason to.
One of the issues...
Also, don't pay their rent.
When things are free is that people overuse them, right? So if you can go and get something for free, you're going to go and get more of it. because it costs you nothing.
And that's
true when it comes to people's time. So if health care is free, then a bunch of people are going to be lining up around the block to get free health care because it doesn't cost them anything but the time to sit there and wait for it, whereas the doctor is loaded up with work. He's never able to stop because there's constantly people who want his attention, even though they don't really need it. So setting a price allows the market to kind of decide what's actually necessary.
I think there's like a critical mass point when it comes to getting free stuff, where at first you may overuse it, but at some point you go like, no, I've got enough.
That's literally how a supply and demand curve works. If you lower the price to zero, the demand goes up.
We got more coming up here. 855
infinity
453 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, want to make sure you know about AnyPay. It is a great way to get businesses on board with accepting cryptocurrency in real life. Here's what you do. You can actually now get rewarded if you get a local business to accept cryptocurrency with AnyPay. What you do is you download the AnyPay Cash Register app. It's available on Google or Apple app stores. You download that to your own phone and just set it up for yourself. Put your own cryptocurrency wallet addresses in, set up an account, and then you sign your local business up with AnyPay, get them installed with the AnyPay Cash Register app, get them set up, and then let AnyPay know what you've done over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. You'll become an AnyPay ambassador, where you'll earn passive income for every purchase in Dash and Bitcoin Cash at those businesses that you brought on board. So
how does that let them know work? Is there a form on the website?
I think you just have to use an email, okay. Contact them, and whatever. I think they also have a Telegram okay. chat, so that might work
like,
as well.
I set up this business. Here's my wallet address for the commission?
Yeah, basically. Well, you won't have to give them the address. You give them your email address, and then they'll okay. know because you used your email to sign up for the okay. account. So AnyPayInc.com as we continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about this story out of Vice magazine about how the woman who's the author of this book called Full Surrogacy Now, which, by the way, I did look it up, Richie. She wants $21.56.
So that's outrageous.
Apparently she hasn't fully embraced communism yet and, you know, hasn't decided to give away her book.
Good Lord, but, that's a lot of money.
But in, you can get the digital version for $9.99.
Okay.
So ebook version of that if you want to read this communist tripe. But, Melanie, you've been sharing this story, which is sympathetic. The story advice to the author here, saying that she wants everyone to be a surrogate, although you say that doesn't mean you couldn't have your own child. It's just that what that
would
mean.
That's what she said. I mean, this is not my, none of this is mine.
Okay, but you're the one who's read it, so I presume you know a little more about it than I do. But so she's saying you could still have your own child, but then it wouldn't belong to you. You would just be having it for the community who would then be taking care of it.
Everyone would be responsible for taking care of everyone else, and it would be this like equality of caretaking, basically.
Like dropping them off at school and letting them in the hands of the teacher for 6 hours a day.
Well, right now that's voluntary.
Okay.
You can just not do that, at least in the States.
All right, so what else do we need to know about this?
Yeah, so then basically she goes on, this arrangement that she wants to have set up is because she thinks that caretaking is a unpaid and inequitable job that falls on women, and it's why women can't have these careers, and it's why women can't, if she says, you know, why hasn't there been a female Mozart? Why hasn't there been a female Shakespeare? It's why women can't do all
these
things.
Some say Shakespeare was a female.
I have not heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've not heard that theory.
There's a theory about that.
That's why okay. he writes such good love stories.
And that she thinks that this would solve that, which, I mean, obviously she's wrong, but so you're not going to be as, no, if it's your friend, yes, but that's kind of a separate situation. You're not going to be as motivated to take care of a stranger. She seems to imply that, like, whoever happens to be living closest to her mother in the UK should have been taking care of her instead of her,
mm-hmm.
which would leave her mother without her kids, her without her mother, and then some stranger having to take care of some stranger. None of this is going to solve her problem, which is she's kind of trying to do two jobs at once.
It kind of would solve her problem, right? Because if someone else, if a stranger was taking care of her mother, she would then be free of that burden and could actively pursue her career as an author.
Right, but presumably she actually wanted to see her mother because she's, like, paying plane tickets and keep going there and doing it.
Yeah.
So
that's a little strange.
If you just hate your parents and you're like, you know, I hope you die, then you're probably not going to go take care of them.
She's been brainwashed to feel that way towards her, what's the word, her closest proto-relative or whatever said at the beginning. Bio-relative.
Yeah, and then so, in case you didn't know, having kids was voluntary, so you could just not have a kid and then you could be free to pursue this career that you seemingly want to pursue. So we've had solutions to all these things that have worked really well. If you want to have a family and be a mother, you can do that. If you want to have a career and pursue a career and spend all your time doing that, you can do that.
That's not always the case, though.
That's not always the case.
The freedom to pursue the career as a female. Because unless you're like the entrepreneur and you're just a regular, you know, working class, I'm going to go get a job. Right, then the case could be made that you're less likely to be hired for that job because there's still the potential that you could get pregnant and therefore not be as valuable to the organization as
so
a male.
That problem is being caused by the state because it is highly illegal to say, you know what, I need whoever I'm going to hire for this to actually be available to do this job, so why don't you go ahead and prove that you have, like, prove your IUD status or prove your, like, tube tie status, because you're telling me you want to be, like, CEO, so you can't raise a family, you can't be pregnant and in the hospital for 2 months.
Nope.
So why don't you go ahead and prove this to me, and then, like, either you're going to be single and you just want to have a career, or maybe you're a lesbian and your wife is going to have the kids, but, like, prove to me your infertility status. Like, your employer is so going to get sued if they even ask that.
That is true.
So they can't, you're not allowed to guarantee to your employer that, hey, I'm actually going to do this job.
Which is why they're more likely to hire a male.
Right.
Yeah, and that's just biology. They can't change that. Okay, so if you're saying I am just, like, highly motivated to be a career woman and I want, you know, XYZ career path, okay, well then, so then you're not owed anyone else's employment position. Like, go start your own thing.
Yeah, that's why I said unless you're going to be the entrepreneur, which is difficult in and of itself.
Right, because of the government.
Right, but if you're saying, this is, like, I really, really want to have a career because I'm going to be a highly successful career person, then me saying, okay, so start your own business shouldn't be this, like, insurmountable hurdle to you.
Sure.
So those two, like, saying that you don't want to do the self-employment thing is somewhat in conflict with your claim that your career is, you know, all this important.
Well, I'm going to say it depends, because most self-employed individuals aren't the big, you know, multi-million dollar making CEOs.
Most people aren't either. So it's also this weird delusion that, like, all women are going to be in, like, the top 10% of career earners, which is just not the case due to the fact that they're 50% of the population. So they're kind of ruled out by basic math there. Like, most women are going to have average jobs because, by definition, most people are going to have median jobs.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And according to the summary here of the book, it does say that she wants to see more surrogacy rather than less. So, I mean, the book's title is Full Surrogacy Now. I think that's the direction she wants to go. Not that she would prohibit you from having a baby, but maybe she would.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The South Carolina primary is 6 days away. Senator Jim Clyburn, the number 3 ranking Democrat in the House, has plans to reportedly endorse Joe Biden. Politico reports Clyburn's endorsement could turn out to be one of the most significant so far of this political season. Bernie Sanders is now the frontrunner. He says he will turn Texas blue this November.
They say, you know, Texas is a conservative state. It's a red state. I don't believe it for a minute.
Sanders finished first in the Nevada caucuses with strong support from young Latinos and liberals. Joe Biden, who is a distant second behind Sanders in Nevada, hopes to finish first in South Carolina's primary next Saturday.
Who, in fact, is going to be in a position to be able to help maintain the House of Representatives and to win back the Senate?
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. On our Discord server as well at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We can talk more about commies and the family coming up here in a moment. But first, I do want to make sure you know about the new book that is available for free to you, The CFO Project. It's called The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project. You can get your free copy at cfo-project.com. It's Tom Young, the author and founder of The CFO Project, and he can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. So Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. The new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy at cfo-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. That's cfo-project.com. We go to Uganda, where Musige is on the line with us. Musige, thanks for calling in tonight. I know you tried last night, but it was a bad internet connection. You moved to your office tonight, and it's sounding a lot better, so welcome.
Thank you, Ian, for this wonderful opportunity to talk to the community of libertarians.
Thank you for staying up late. What time is it there in Uganda?
It is early in the morning at 5:35.
5:35 in the morning.
People do get up that early.
Yes. Yes.
So what were you calling to share with us tonight?
I've called to say about liberty in Uganda and actually what exactly we do about promoting liberty.
Okay, promoting liberty. All right, I like
yes.
that.
Yes, please.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
So, yeah, I'm called Mesige Joram. I'm the Administrative Officer, Action for Liberty and Economic Development. Action for Liberty and Economic Development is a libertarian think tank which promotes ideas of libertarianism.
In Uganda specifically?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We promote limited government, individual liberty, property rights, and free market.
Excellent.
And rule of law. Yeah, we do this through conferences, camps, media briefing, and social media.
How's the reception?
And our biggest audience are students and young people.
Nice.
Great.
From various regions of this country.
So how's the reception to the ideas in Uganda when you pitch them and tell people about the ideas of liberty?
The reception about liberty, of course, you know, Uganda is a kind of country that is socialist, and the government, of course, is all about power, not serving people. Of course, when the government is about power, the liberty, people's liberty is always infringed on.
Yep.
So when people are always, they always want to get out of that situation where government is standing in their lives. So when some young people, of course, are receptive to the ideas of a free society.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's nice to know. So what's your story, Mwesige? How did you become where you are today? How did you become liberty-minded? Oh, no. It was going so good.
In government, man.
It was going
so
good.
Happen.
We lost a few of your packets there. Can you say that again? Shoot. It's gone bad. It's gone real bad. Oh, man. It was an interesting...
Yes?
Yes, sir. Oh, we have you? I think we have you back. Go ahead.
You have me back?
Yep, we have you back. So, yeah, what's your story?
Yes. I became an activist in 2014 when I joined the university. By then, I was an ardent socialist. Of course, I didn't know there is that kind of liberty someone should advocate for.
So you were in college. You were an ardent socialist in college. What was it that...
In Uganda, or was you studying abroad?
Yes, in Uganda. I didn't know that I was actually a socialist, but I was like an acting for a kind of like a welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
Collectivism kind of things in public goods. When I don't know who produced those things and how the wealth of the nation is created and is created by who. When I encountered the Student for Liberty in 2014, my perception about the kind of liberty I should advocate for changed dramatically when I started reading literature about the economics and ideas related to libertarianism.
So it's the Students for Liberty. So,
that's impressive.
In Uganda that you encountered. Where did you meet these folks? Was it just randomly on the college campus? What was how did that happen?
Yes, that time they visited, there is a gentleman from Nigeria who introduced it to Uganda. He is one of the activists in Uganda who had assumed the leadership of the university, who was an activist, Mugabe John. When they introduced it, so they invited me actually to attend as an activist. I was actually from the prison then because we had taken pigs to parliament to demonstrate against the greed of parliament. So they invited me to attend. And dramatically, I saw things changing, and what exactly I was fighting, advocating for, of course, I changed. I started to advocate for individual liberty instead of advocating for what the government wanted. Of course, the government wanted a kind of socialist, you know, a kind of socialist system. So I went back and started zeroing down to read and look at an individual as an ectom of the society. Yeah.
There is a bit of a language barrier here between, you know, I couldn't quite understand all of what you said, and it may also be because of the distance. But
I think I got the idea.
It sounded like you encountered the Students for Liberty while you were at college. You had been a critic of, even as a socialist, you were a critic of Parliament, but somehow they were able to convert you to understanding the ideas of individual liberty, and that's what I didn't understand.
You cannot get UL, pardon? That's good.
You might not be hearing us now.
Yeah, maybe there's some difficulty with the connection. I'm wondering, are you going to...
I can hear you.
You cannot, or you can hear me? Yeah, I think our connection's gone bad, but I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Seagate, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I can hear you.
It is good to get an introduction from you here tonight, and I'm glad that you're out there doing what you do in Uganda, and thank you for making that phone call. Let's go all the way to the other side of the planet where Mark Edge is on the line in Saipan. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. That was an interesting call from Sige. I wish that the packets hadn't been lost, but, you know, that's kind of the way things go, calling from the other side of the world.
Yes.
I was listening to you guys talk about this, frankly, very interesting thought experiment this woman had as far as, surrogacy and these sorts of things. Everybody should have children that aren't their own because we need to break this paradigm called family. And I just wonder what kind of terrible thing happened in this woman's youth that made it so that she wants to destroy not just her family, but every family. There's not many things that you can sort of look at as far as humans, but one thing you can say about us is sort of certainly true is that we place a higher emphasis on the relationship that is family than sort of any other relationship.
Well, in her case, it might not have been something that happened to her as a child or in a family, because she related it more to the idea of she couldn't progress her career because the family was holding her back in some way, right? So maybe it was that maybe something happened in a work-related thing where she was, you know, not given a promotion or not granted a job or didn't get the, you know, the pay that she wanted.
I've never had, like, emotional symptoms from that, though. It's like when I go to work, it's for money, and like, yeah, I want if I'm gonna have to have a job, I want one where I get treated well. But I don't have like a relationship with my employers.
Well, that kind of jealousy of, and Mark, if you want to say more here, stand by. The jealousy that you hear from a lot of the people in the communist socialist movement of people who have more wealth than they do came out in her comments, saying that certain families were wealthier, and she didn't think that was fair, right? So she wants all the wealth to be pooled together to help the other kids.
Maybe she wants a promotion to an Ivy League.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you love them enough to turn off your music
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then sure that you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments. We may have time to get you on if you dial in now. Our number 855-450-FREE. By the way, Masige is the guy who was on the phone earlier on our Discord server, is in the Discord chat right now, so if you want to talk to him directly, it's obviously easier to talk over text from Uganda than it is
hard to drop a packet.
Yeah, with exactly. The text is going to make it through. So folks are over there right now at the Discord server, discord.lrn.fm. Hey, don't forget to check out more of Richie on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
You had Ken Schoolin on recently?
We did. We talked to Ken yesterday when we recorded the podcast, and I may have convinced him to forego voting in the national election.
Well, that'll shut it all down. Congratulations.
It's impressive because he's like he's a hardcore voter, man. And, you know, he bought into the argument that I presented.
All right. So you can hear that for yourself at the Anarchist Experience. Go download the podcast episodes at anarchistexperience.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, Mark Edge, our co-host in the Mariana Islands, calling us from Saipan tonight, comments on the story that basically has been our only story that we've covered here tonight, this commie who wrote a book called Full Surrogacy Now. You okay there, Mark? Did you just kill a mouse? What was that?
It's a native.
The window that I was opening. I knew I shouldn't have done it.
Anyway, go ahead. What about the commies?
Right now I'm thinking I want to hear Richie Rich's argument that I shouldn't be voting. For God's sake, he should be fighting on the
show.
We
don't need to rehash that.
Go listen to the podcast. Anarchistexperience.com.
You should bring me on so that you can convince me, Richie.
Okay.
You want to have him, you mean you think he should bring you on to the Anarchist Experience?
Sure.
Saying. Okay. Yeah, Mark is inviting himself.
I'll reach out to you.
Okay. Very good. That's always an awkward thing. I think you should bring me on your show. Okay. Well,
hey, Co-Crash gave me the same invitation, yeah. Granted by the co-host. Send
all right, cool. All right. Go ahead.
I'm curious about this lady and her surrogacy thing. I think I really do think she came up with an idea that hasn't really been proffered very much. And I love unique ideas.
Well, no, this idea is all throughout communist dystopian literature, and it's alluded to in the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, it's also in Huxley's Brave New World, but I mean, I haven't heard anybody talk about it in a long time. The idea that people, you know, having other people's children and all that stuff. And because one of the things it asks this question, right? So if I have somebody else's, if my family has somebody else's child, we give it up, right? Or do we keep it and raise it?
I would think it would be raised by society. So it's not like you have it and then it's yours to keep. It's that you're the temporary surrogate for whatever role you perform at that time.
Okay, I think the idea is to get rid of just those statuses. She doesn't go into this in the article. I don't know if she does in the book or not. Or at least she's not quoted as going into it because she didn't write this article. But I don't think it's about, like, IFV babies and adoption. It's about just destroying the concept of a family. So it's just society being... At the end of the day, she wants to get paid for being pregnant and having kids, which there's a way to do that, by the way, but...
Hire a big, strong man.
She doesn't like that way, so she thinks that she's doing society a favor by having a kid, so she wants to be paid by society.
But then, she may be right that she's doing society a favor. I don't know. Society's poorly represented by this organization known as government. And she's certainly doing government a favor in creating a new tax livestock.
I mean, if she's a communist, she's not doing society a favor by creating more communists. Which is usually how
communists
it goes.
Believe that the road to communism and freedom is through taxation and socialism, at least the Marxists do. There's anarchist communists out there, people who use this term anarchist to describe themselves. They're communists that believe the path through to communism can go from right where we are today, and you don't need that other stuff. But, you know, as the case may be, I grew up in a family where I was not related to the two people that raised me. And I am here to say that those people considered me their child. And I don't think that a family is entirely a nature situation. It's also a nurture situation. So this article made me wonder sort of who else in my life do I think of as family? Would I take care of if they were ill? Would I give money to the way I would give money to my wife? Like, if my wife needs money, I don't say you're going to have to pay it back or anything like that. There's simply no accounting. You know, like, we have a pool of money, and she takes money from that pool. And
I'm sure this woman wants to get rid of money as well. I mean, we just didn't get that
sure
part of her book or whatever.
But money is a stand-in for previous labor. So, you know, but she seems to not like work either. What's that?
Well, yeah,
resources of any kind.
Of course the commie doesn't like work and doesn't like money. I mean, these are typical views of the communists, right?
They are. Yeah. Communists, the reason we're pretty well off is they are lazy. <You know? laughs> the socialists, on the other hand, they get jobs from the government. because that's what they totally believe in. So they're
and
the
you'll do the job the government gives you.
Well, yes, but they all do the jobs they want to do within the government, and then it's assign you your jobs because you didn't get in early enough or whatever their thoughts are.
But Mark, any other thoughts?
I think that everybody should sort of ask themselves, what distinguishes your relationship between your family and just ordinary people out there? What makes you, love them the way you do? Is it time? Is it, biological? What is it? So that's my question.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Hank. He's in Ocala, Florida. Says he's listening on 97.3 The Sky, which is, to my knowledge, not an affiliate. Are you actually listening on the radio, Hank?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. I may have tuned to the other station, 96.3.
Right?
I just realized that.
I didn't even know that we were on that one either. So good to know. Whichever one we're on, it's nice.
2 hours, 208.
It's nice to know we're on in Ocala. All right, Hank, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, yeah, I was getting you on 96.3. I'm sorry.
96.3. All right.
I just don't understand this fascination with the young people and the socialism. I mean, this country's founded on capitalism. You know, I'm a small businessman, been an entrepreneur all my life, never made a fortune. Barely sometimes feed myself, but as I got older, I learned how to make enough to eat pretty good, but I mean,
Let me take a stab at answering that question, because I seen an argument for it, and I'm not convinced that it's a good thing, but I hear the argument. So the young people today see what the argument that I saw called boomer socialism, right? They see the older generation get the free things, right? They're on Medicare, so they have free health care or cheap health care. They're on Social Security, so they have universal basic income. Basically, they get a check for not doing any work, and yet they've established themselves in the world, that they own their homes, they own their property, they don't have any debts left because they're old, and the younger generation goes like, well, how come socialism is okay for the older generation with health care, with finances, with property,
and
it's not okay with the younger generation?
I'm not to that age that I collect any benefits yet, and there's a lot of people that don't collect the benefits. There's a lot of people that never live to collect those benefits, because I know closer I get to my, what they call, older years or retirement age, a lot of my friends are passing away really fast, and they'll never live to get a penny off Social Security or a penny off,
sure.
But at the same time,
which is even more sad because they paid into it for so long.
Is the freedom. Without capitalism, we don't have companies like SpaceX. We don't have Apple. Why do you think these companies don't exist nowhere else in the world? Because there ain't freedom.
Well, Hank, I like the free market. Personally, that's what I'm all about. I like freedom. I think that you should be free to do what you want as long as you don't harm somebody else. And so if that's be a capitalist, then I think you should be free to be a capitalist. I think that's great. I think if somebody wants to go and start a commune, they should be able to do that as long as that's a voluntary, consensual thing. They're not forcing anyone to do it. But I'd like to answer your question that you called in with. From my perspective, don't forget, the government runs the schools. And most of these teachers are socialists.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where this comes from. A lot of these young people are being being indoctrinated, Hank, by socialists into socialism. They're kids, so they don't have any experience in the real world. They don't know anything about reality and what, running a business is like or anything like that. And they got all these politicians around them, like, Bernie Sanders, promising them free stuff. They're like, I'll take a free college. I'll take a free this, free that.
Why not?
Because they don't know any better. That's really the problem. And Hank, I wish we had more time. Thanks for calling in. Since he's listening to WOCA there, I'll have to give them a call and find out what's going on. Good to know we're on. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris N. Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.